So it's not crazy to think there could be so much clit here.
There's
because
just
there
so
is,
much clit
but
here.
I just like
there's just so much clit here.
Your brain gets poisoned by men are like, where's the clit? And it's this whole mythology that the clit is
it's
this
everywhere.
Tiny thing.
Like, next time any of us come into contact with a new vulva, the open line is, there's so much clit here.
Hey guys, thanks so much for listening. You've all been so supportive the past few weeks. I wanted to say two things. An ad-free version of this podcast is available at patreon.com/WHGS for just $1 a month. That's 25 cents an episode. And you guys have helped me so much. You're paying for an editor. We can't quite afford a producer yet, which would be really helpful because like on the last episode we taped, my camera went out halfway through and we didn't know. We need another HD camera. I need an editing computer, which I've never had. Some of you know that to edit this podcast and export it, I have to run my computer overnight because it takes hours and hours and hours to export such huge files. So there's a lot of hidden costs that you probably aren't aware of, and it just really, really helps, and it only costs you $1 a month. Patreon.com/WHGS. And secondly, if you are enjoying my cancel coach, Kate Sisk, go follow them, her, him, they hate all pronouns, on Instagram, on Twitter, at the Kate Sisk. She's so talented, and I just want to make them feel as welcome as possible. I don't even know which pronoun to use, but we love you, Kate, at the Kate Sisk. All right. I hope you enjoy the episode. Hello, YouTubers, fans of mine. Welcome to my
Zoom.
Channel, the Ashley
Zoom,
Gavin.
Zoom.
Yeah, Zoom. Zoom in on Elena's
Zoom,
face.
Zoom in. We're zooming.
I do that for like a few minutes, and then I just am myself.
Literally a few minutes, like multiple minutes of that. Like, she's not joking when it's minutes. It's not 30 seconds. It's full minutes.
Full minutes, yeah. Full minutes.
Ashley Gavin. Zoom, zoom, zoom.
Yeah, because the kids.
Yeah, yeah.
The kids, I lead the kids to believe that I'm 19.
You have to do a lot of this. Like,
oh, yeah, Kate's just shifting their eyes back and forth. Yeah, you got to make faces. You got to zoom in. You got to make the video game sound effect from Metal Gear Solid. You guys know what I'm talking about?
Nope, not a clue.
Well, you're on gay YouTube. You're not on, like, kid YouTube.
Are you on kid YouTube?
I hope not.
Okay, we're learning new things about Ashley every second that goes by.
What if I was like, I'm going to prank everybody and eat the pizza for a week, just pizza. And then I'm like, by the way, this is what a clit is. Let's talk about tripping.
5 minutes in, you've already talked about tripping. This is, I feel so good to be back.
I actually have some great tripping content for
today. Oh my God.
Oh yeah. My God, I'm ready.
We are lucky. We are lucky today.
Blessed.
In the apartment.
Yes.
Hashtag gay God bless us today. We have back, you've never heard me say that?
I don't know.
That's my favorite phrase.
Say it again.
Gay God bless us. Today.
Gay God bless
God,
us.
Gay God bless us.
Okay.
Gay God. Yeah. But is the gay God Lutheran or Mennonite? This is the real question.
We don't really know. We got to ask your mom.
I can pose the question to Linelli and we'll see what she says.
I don't know if we were recording before, but we were having a conversation with Elena that she didn't know whether or not she was Lutheran or Mennonite. And I implied that that meant that maybe she was not good at church. And she,
yeah, and I can confirm, was never good at church, was very involved in church, had very little interest in church, to the point where I thought that
you went every Sunday.
Oh yeah, every Sunday. I went to youth group a couple times a week. I did Jesus camps in the summer. Like, I was very involved in church, still very much just thought that my Lutheran church was like, the name of it was Lutheran, not that it was its
you
own
thought
denomination.
It was a Mennonite church named Luther.
Yes. My mom corrected me a couple years ago and really shattered a huge part of my identity. So thanks for that, Mom.
You were like, yeah, I didn't know I was gay because I was raised Mennonite and they don't believe in gay. And you're like telling through your 300,000 subscribers. And you're like, oh, wait, by the way, guys, I've made a huge mistake. I don't know anything about the church that I attended.
That was literally like, my mom was like, Because she comes from the Mennonite church, and she, like, sat me down and was like, Elena, like, these things you learned, they were not from the Mennonite church. They were from the Lutheran church, your dad's side. So she didn't want responsibility, I think.
Are your mom and dad together?
Yeah, but I don't exactly understand the history of it.
I think that's a central part of being married for a long time, is being angry at each other. It's how to sustain love in the face of just infinite anger. That's my understanding.
How are you and Chelsea?
We are great.
Sorry, we cut you off, Elena. You know how the show goes. We cut you off.
Honestly, we don't need to get into the history of the Mennonites and the Lutherans. They didn't get along. My mom and dad did and do, except for the infinite anger. So
why wouldn't you want to talk about the Mennonites and the Lutherans on the We're Having Gay Sex podcast? I don't understand.
Is this the content you want? You want religion content?
This is the content. No, a lot of the listeners do really appreciate the faith-based commentary about growing up with all the guilt and everything. And I cannot provide, although we do have, dude, do I have a fucking story, a religious related story from me this week,
you were already planning to tell this one?
Yes, I was already planning to tell
this. Okay, so it's on your mind.
And Elena.
And the tribbing. I really don't want to miss out on the tribbing.
There is both God and tribbing in this story. And honestly, can they ever be separated?
I don't think
anyone. The holy tribogy.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no.
The daddy, the gay, and the holy clit. That's what we'll say. The tribogy.
Does one have to be a daddy to be involved in tribbing? Like, why is that part of the holy tribogy?
I don't think anyone says the word tribbing more than you. I think there should be an asterisk in the dictionary where it defines it, and it says, you know, as invented in, like, whatever, 1800, as popularized by Ashley Gavin.
Thank you so much.
I don't think I've ever said the word tribbing in my life except on this podcast.
I think it's very important that we rebrand scissoring as tribbing and that we make everybody know what it actually is, because it's a hoot. It's a good old times.
One of my first times hanging out with Ashley, she was like, you trib? Hey bro, you trib? And I was like, I have no idea what that is. And then she explained it and I was like, oh yeah, I do that. I just didn't know there was a name for it.
No, there was a word.
This was years ago.
Like in the car?
In the car. It was in minute one of probably a 7-hour car ride. Our first time one-on-one, and she just go, hey, you hear about this? You trip? You tripping? You into the tripping? You like to trip?
I'm dying.
Your girl, she like to trip it?
Elena, Kate is like one of my oldest friends in comedy, and I hope you don't feel patronized when I say that you've opened for me.
No.
Okay, good, because I think you are an amazing comic.
Oh, thank
in
you.
And of yourself.
It's fun when we go on the road.
But
together.
It is very fun when we go on the road. And nothing. There is no. Well, Elena's like barely a part of this episode. We're two comics. We go on the road together. We live that. We're road dogs. But
sharing stories from the good old days.
The road. Yeah. We're tripping on the road. Road trip.
Road trip.
Oh, no.
I feel like we're going to have to make a documentary of our next like tour or whatever and call it Road Trip.
This I would attend.
But I mean, this is true for anybody. There's nothing like getting in a car with another comedian and you know you're going to be driving for 7 hours and you just fucking go with the riffs and the... It's just fun.
It is fun.
Elena, how are you? You're over in the UK. How are you doing?
Across the pond!
Oh no! Oh wow!
Was that good?
It was great. No, that was really good.
Thank you.
Who was that?
That was Elena. That's what you sound like
that's
now.
That sounded just. I couldn't even tell. That's why I asked.
You've really taken on the accent. How long have you been there?
I'm one of those people that, like, I'm here long enough, I just pick up the accent. I'm over in the UK. It's great. I'm actually going back to Canada in like 2 weeks. Booked my flights yesterday, so that's also exciting. But things are good over here.
Are you going to miss the tea and crumpets?
No, I'm bringing tea and crumpets with me.
Let me do the intro for you because we've been going a while. You are an incredible guest. A great, a fan favorite. Everyone keeps writing in and says, have Elena Joy back. Huge YouTuber, just crossed into the 300,000 followers threshold. Congratulations. Elena Joy!
Thank you!
You are the millionth podcaster, and you just won a car to go on your road trip.
From Britain to Vancouver.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a long, long road trip.
Long road trip.
Is this like a left-hand side, right-hand side car? Which side are we driving on? It's really important for me to know.
You're wearing your headphones on one ear like you're... DJ.
Yeah, because I can't talk if I have, I can't hear myself and I just shout. Does it look very bizarre?
No, no, no. You look like you're gonna DJ.
Well, yeah, I also am a DJ on the side. So I thought maybe I could like debut some of my work.
Are you actually?
Today on your show. No, not
well,
at all.
You never
Zero.
Know. You never fucking know. I feel like everyone's a DJ on the side.
Can I ask a stupid question?
Yeah.
When people say check out my SoundCloud on the internet, are they joking or everyone has SoundCloud?
That's okay, so that's the joke.
Okay.
That's we're making fun of everyone who has SoundClouds.
Okay, so it is both.
It's the same way you say, hey, I've got a podcast.
Okay.
And we do have a podcast.
Right.
And it is embarrassing, and I hate telling people that I have one.
But you have a successful podcast.
Exactly.
But that makes it sound worse, where you're like, no, my podcast is popular. You sound like you're like, you know, you're you know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe.
Because it is,
it is
phrase weird. That, yeah, to make it like not embarrassing. Maybe if you said like, I do podcasting full time.
Check out mm-hmm. my podcast for which I am full time employed.
Yes. No, you just have to like allude to having fans.
Yeah, that's and a lot of money.
The fan base,
right?
Likes
the listener.
It.
I like to say listeners because yeah, yeah. fans makes me feel like I'm being yep. a douche.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. I say viewers. Audience. I can't do the whole fan thing.
And you've got way more fans than we do. We have like five or
what
six.
What did we
fans.
Just agree on about the word fans, Ashley?
Okay,
I feel
fine.
Like I hate the word fans.
But thank you for being here. You're here because you are. The podcast is in transition. We're not sure transitioning from what to what, but it is yeah. undergoing a transition. And I wanted to bring back people that felt, you know, warm and like friends of the pod. You know what I mean? You're a friend
yeah.
of the pod. You can come back anytime you want. Please come back more often. You've got a lot of viewers and they come over. They will do anything for you.
Okay, wow.
When I say friend of the pod, I really mean you just help the pod and I don't really care about our relationship.
That is what I just heard. That is what I heard you say, so I appreciate you clarifying.
No,
that
but
that's
you
all
have,
this is.
You have such a warm, you know, like you're very empathetic and you're warm and you make people feel safe. And like I felt like that energy was something that
yeah.
we wanted to yeah. have this week.
I agree.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you for having me back. Happy to bring that energy.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to get into it.
Get into it.
Dude, I had gay sex this
yeah.
week.
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
I had gay sex twice.
Oh.
With the same girl.
Oh.
Yeah. And this is...
Can we get that, like, ting, ting, ting sound effect that you had for me again? Yes.
Kate's still learning the soundboard.
I am
still
learning.
This is Kate's first episode on the soundboard.
Wait, this is, I think...
Oh, wait, we didn't do intros.
Oh, yeah, we didn't.
Got to do intros.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Which we didn't do the first time I was on
yeah,
either.
I always,
I
Elena,
realized.
You're a listener. You know I never do the intros until we're 20 minutes into the episode. My Discord made we're having gay sex bingo cards, and one of the things on the bingo card is
intros
actually forgets
halfway
to do the
through.
Intro. Yeah.
Outro as intro.
Outro as intro. Intro as outro.
Now,
it's gay
before
sex,
you go,
nothing.
Tell us your handles, your pronouns, your name.
Yes, and they're like, by the way, you've been misgendering me this entire time. I am Ashley Gavin. I'm a cis gay white woman. She, her pronouns. Last week I was feeling shaky. This week I feel solid.
All right.
And
yes.
I have a fun little intro for you, Kate.
Okay. Let's
My
hear it.
Honorary youth in the sound booth, cancel coach, the sports gay, calling the red flags on my gay play to keep me out of the penalty box and inside of yours.
Oh my God.
It's Kate Sisk.
Oh no.
Hello, hello, hello.
Oh no.
It's me, the cancel coach, Kate Sisk. Wait, should I say what my other pitch to you was?
Yeah, I can always cut it.
I was trying to convince Ashley to calm
I don't know how late it's going to be.
I'm ready.
Before you had Youth at the Booth, and I pitched Ashley on calling me the fat in the chat.
I just want to clarify, because some people at home don't know you.
Okay. Oh, you want me to say how much I weigh?
Everyone needs a visual. We need to imagine.
Well, first of all, I got the vaccine early because of my BMI.
Congratulations,
Thank
Kate.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I'm 5'2 and I'm 200 pounds, so I'm the fat in the chat.
I'll
be your cancel coach.
You, but I worry that I'm... Look, I can riff with you about this stuff offline because, like, you know, there's no judgment from me ever about anybody's weight.
Yeah.
But, like, I fear the fans being like... It's one of those things where it's like most things I know how to joke about.
Yeah.
Weight is the hardest thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's super tough. But you do great on stage.
Oh, thank you.
With it. Your fat jokes are next level. They do really
well. I'm afraid
if
I lose weight, I won't have any jokes for straight people to enjoy.
Is that your core audience? You're like, I just need the straights.
They're always there.
And also, I feel like food is a unifying... It's one of those topics.
Yes.
Food and weight is a unifying thing.
Right.
We have all been through it.
Yeah. I would agree.
I'm cutting all of this. And maybe even from the Patreon. The Patreon might not even get this shit.
Oh my gosh, actually.
No, okay. The Patreon will get it. And...
I'm the cancel coach. Here's my hat for those of you on the YouTube.
Yeah. I got our ref hat. Oh, and your pronouns, Kate. Did you do the whole
thing?
No,
I haven't done any of it.
Oh, do it.
Okay. I'm Kate Sisk. I'm a comedian. I'm a comedian. I'm saying that to delay saying my gender identity. What else am I? I'm a good student. I'm really interesting at parties when I'm not nervous.
What do you feel today?
Today, I don't know. My pronouns are there's no pronouns for me. Every pronoun misgenders me.
Do not refer to me at all.
That was good, Elena. That was
any
good.
Pronouns. Any pronouns, I will not be offended. I'll just be deeply hurt.
You don't feel that they, them covers it?
No. I don't.
Okay.
For me.
Okay. And how would you describe your gender to somebody?
Oh, I'm 5'2", I'm 200 pounds.
You're on fire. You're on fire.
My gender is okay.
The ref is on fire.
Canceling myself for not wanting they them pronouns. I don't know. I have nothing against they, them pronouns. I understand that they is supposed to be encompassing. For me, if I say that I'm going with they, them pronouns, I feel like that's me announcing that I've made a decision or that I've like figured out my gender. And I just feel like I'm still questioning, like I still haven't figured out my gender. So why make a definitive choice, I guess.
Can we call you baby fortune famester?
That is an honor. That is truly an honor.
You guys not only look alike, but you have some of the... I think you're funnier than Fortune Famester. I hope she's not listening right now.
Oh my gosh, I'm embarrassed
but
hearing
she,
that.
But she, her writing's not as strong as your writing.
Yes, she is.
Her
I love her.
Her
oh
performance
my God.
Is very good.
I think she's so funny. She's one of my faves.
Yeah. Okay, well, we've gone on a long time without Elena again. Elena, do you mind introducing yourself?
Yes, of course.
Oh, wait, I forgot to say the other things about me.
No, go on.
I forgot to do the whole intro.
Yeah.
Okay, my name's Kate. Gender questioning. Any pronouns suck. And I'm white, and I'm a bisexual lesbian.
Bisexual lesbian.
Yeah, okay.
Kate is bisexual, but in a monogamous relationship with her partner,
yes,
Chelsea.
Is that where the identifier lesbian comes from for you? Because you're in a monogamous relationship with a woman, or is it bisexual lesbian no matter your partner?
I think it's a lot of things. I've been living, you know, in a lesbian relationship for a long time. I think my appearance is coded as like lesbian.
Why would you say that? No, tell everyone at home what it is about you that is.
I'm 5'2", I'm 200 pounds. Okay, I cut my own hair for 15 months.
I want you to stay on the podcast forever. You've been promoted. Please do not ever leave.
I dress pretty masculine and I feel like I belong in the lesbian community. So I will continue to kind of claim that word for as long as I want to, I think.
Yeah.
I'm so pro, like, expanding the lesbian universe as far as possible.
Me too.
Yes.
There are people who really get upset about that.
Yes. When I hear someone say bisexual lesbian, which I've never heard somebody identify with that before, which is like neat, love it. When I hear that, I think, okay, bisexual person or person who's attracted to multiple genders would not date a man.
Yeah.
that's what I hear. And I'm wondering how accurate that is.
I think there are so many bi and pan women and probably non-binary folks who like are attracted to men, but don't want to date them because men have just torched their reputation. They've just absolutely blown it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Blown
I could see that. I think it feels like something that's part of my past. I've had relationships with men. I've been in love with a man. I've hooked up with men.
This is so gross.
I know. I've never had a sex all the way with a man.
All
I
the
love
way.
How when I talk
You've
about
never reached home plate.
When I talk a about when I way. Talk about men, I like revert to the last age I was when I kissed one. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like 18 years old again. I'm like, yeah, boy stuff in me? No. The sex ed teacher says don't do it. It's dangerous. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it would be it's not acknowledging the fullness of who I am to be like, yeah, men were never a part of my attractions or my story or my relationships.
Gotcha.
So I keep the bisexual.
How thoughtful. How thoughtful. I think if anyone's at home, sometimes I'll see someone be like, just kind of in my comments complaining about like lesbian identity and basically being like, it's like toxic or wrong for someone. What you just said, you can't be a bisexual lesbian. This implies that the narrative that it is a choice is true. And I'm like, I don't think that is the majority contributor to the narrative that being gay is a choice. I just don't think that is true.
Yeah.
And I think we have to focus on the other parts first, and being inclusive with our language is like not creating homophobic narratives.
Yes.
That homophobic
What's
narratives.
Creating homophobic narratives is telling people how they can and can't identify and telling
exactly.
somebody else what that word is supposed to mean and why you can or can't use it. Like that's
Kate's going at the soundboard. No, do it. Find what you want. I can put it in the edit. I can make a good.
No, that wasn't right.
No, she's DJing.
It felt right.
DJ Elena Joy coming in with those thoughtful thoughts about identity.
I'm still learning. There's a learning curve with this thing. What I meant to say was amazing point.
That was great. That was great. I know I like the air horn and I like the DJ.
Yeah, the air horn worked just fine.
DJ AJ over here.
Yeah, so I'm DJ AJ. Pronouns are she, her. White, cis, and lesbian, gay. Thought I was bi for many years. Thought I was straight for many years. And now just loving that lesbo life.
Hell yeah.
Loving that lesbo life.
Yeah.
That's some good alliteration. That's pretty good merch.
Loving that lesbo life?
Loving that lesbo life. Okay, nobody take that?
That's like the gay version of live, laugh, love.
Yeah, make some throw pillows.
Loving lesbo life.
Loving lesbo life.
This is a fun episode. We have some great sound bites on this episode.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, I did have gay sex this week.
Yes.
I had good gay sex.
Ooh.
I went on a date.
Okay.
And yes. I'm definitely not well, but.
Oh, Ashley. Oh, that just hurt my heart.
Dude.
I felt a physical pang.
Whatever joke genre that was in, I've been fucking killing that.
Pain.
This is not. Yeah, pain.
Just pain?
Just bringing just that pain, that simultaneous pain. Laughter right up to the front.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I'm not. I'm so not well, but okay. I am well enough to go on a date and have fun and have sex, which I think for me is huge.
Yeah.
On the last episode with Hannah Berner, we made dating profiles.
Yes.
Great.
Do you or do you not have that beach pic on your Hinge?
It probably.
Let's talk the beach pic. Let's talk about it.
I did post a thirst trap. I did, and Elena saw it.
It worked.
Did you bookmark it?
Well, no, but I liked it. I double tapped immediately.
Okay, well, not what I wanted, but
I got first round approval.
Oh yeah, pick. Kate and I are close enough. You know, I used to ask my ex-girlfriend Jen, oh, that hurt, about my thirst traps and if things were cute. And I can't send my ex a photo like that of me on the beach. So I sent it to Kate and you gave me two words and I knew I needed to post it.
Good boob.
Good boob.
Good boob.
Wouldn't you agree? It was good boob.
Yeah,
in that.
Okay. I'm going to pull it up. I have it right here, just ready to go. And it's not even the boob. It's not the boob. You just look adorable.
Thank you so much.
I actually don't know how your face looked in that picture.
Good boob.
I was like out with my friends. Ashley was like, can I send this to you? I was like, yeah. She sent it to me and I just like, I don't even know if I scrolled up to see her face. I just saw the bikini and I said, good boob.
That was the only part I was worried about because I'm not super confident about my boobs. So to hear good boob was really affirming for me.
Good.
My freckles look nice. Like I knew my face looked nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The caption was Happy Father's Day, which I think was art and... I posted it and I got some DMs and like that accomplished what I wanted to accomplish. It should be on my dating profile. Yeah. But guys, if we keep talking about the selfie, we're never going to get to this huge story.
Sorry.
I am hooking up with a girl who escaped a religious cult.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. When? This has all the aspects I want in a story.
Yeah. Yeah. So I matched with her on Hinge. She escaped the cult 10 years ago.
10 years. Okay, so she's had some time to heal.
Yeah, but you know what? It is sort of like dating someone who came in a time machine 10 years ago. Like, she still doesn't know.
Dating someone who jacked off in a time machine. You said someone who came in a time machine. My mind was immediately like, I'm going back to see the dinosaurs, but really first, I'm going to rub one out.
Yeah, I guess we don't really know how long it takes. You're like in there. You're like, okay, well, I guess I'm in here for a billion years. I should probably jerk off.
Well, but if you're coming from a religious cult, I don't know if that would be in your repertoire of activities, jacking off.
No, I think it was. So she grew up in an ultra-Orthodox Hasidic Jewish sect. And it sounds like a pretty extreme one from what I've gathered. And she is just the most fascinating person I've ever met in my entire life. And I don't want anyone to think that I'm like fetishizing this experience, because now that I've like gotten to know her, I'm like sensitive to that being like a thing.
Yeah.
She's really hot. And she's like so hot. But she said something that I was like, LOL, did you escape a cult? And then she goes, if you would call like an ultra, like a religious, thing. And I was like, oh my God. Like, then I was like, so I was just like, I have to talk to this person. What a fascinating person. And that's where I'm like, I don't want anyone to think of fetishizing her. I just think she's a super interesting person. She taught herself English when she was 6 from a book at the library. She never even heard English. So she had that like broken English, super smart, would skip school, go to the library and like just read.
Wow.
Like Matilda, like a real Matilda.
I don't think those are the same things.
Like can move things with her mind.
She can move things with her mind. My vagina. But yeah, we were at breakfast. We went to brunch. And this is, I know she's been out for 10 years, but like, you don't leave the religious cult and then immediately become like a fully normal human being. Because like, you have to build up the money. She like, you know, build up her own business to like survive. You have to make friends. Like, she's still not like,
you're re-entering society.
Yeah. And that process, for the first time, I can tell, is she functions as a member of society. She's super smart. She's a wonderful human being, but there's still like a lot going on. So we were at breakfast. We split it. I offered to pay, but she insisted that we split it. And she goes, sorry, I just never had to know how to do these things. How do you do this? And she's talking about the tip on the, so I got to do the tip for her.
She hasn't tipped someone in 10 years?
That's what I... dude. Elena.
Sorry.
Elena.
I think she's playing this. I think she's playing you. No. She's like, Ashley likes me because I'm from a different world. Oh, excuse me. Excuse me, Ashley. Can you do my math for me? Can you do the little? I taught myself how to read, but I can't do the numbers. Can you do the numbers for me?
No, she's good at math. She just didn't. She said she's been putting. She said she's been putting on there 20%.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
like
yeah, yeah.
Literally the phrase 20%. And I was like, nah, this is how you do it. But dude, it taps into such an unhealthy part of my neuroses because I'm yeah, I can teach you everything. It's like dating Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Like, she's like a fully intelligent, wonderful human being. She just doesn't know some stuff. So I just get to mansplain everything and it's helpful. Like, I'm being helpful.
She's been independent for 10 years. She is playing into this for you.
Yes, 100%.
If she is,
like, you're telling me.
Like,
it's
what working. A move. What a fucking move. No, yeah. And she loves to read. Being with her is so fun because it's like, she's grateful for every little thing that happens. Like you can see so much joy just sparked in her immediately.
Joyful people are so magnetic.
They are. Yeah. And I've been trying to in my own life have more gratitude and things for a couple of years now. So it's really nice. You know, I'm not in an emotional place where I could like fall in love or anything like that. But she's just like a wonderful person to be around. And I hope she wants to keep hanging out with me. And we had sex and I just really humped the shit out of her leg.
I was like, okay, here comes the tripping, and there it is.
She just like, she really likes like penetration, and I don't have toys or anything. I just use my fingers, and dude, I was like a dog on her leg.
Oh my gosh.
Never tripped like that before. It was the gayest sex I've ever had in my life.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. What a statement.
That is a big statement, isn't it?
Leg humping is.
That you just shocked us both into silence. We were like full blown laughing. You said that, and both of our faces were like, I'm sorry. What did you just say? Are you sure?
Yeah. I humped her leg almost to completion, and then she touched me for like 2 minutes, and I came. It was great. It was really fun.
That does sound like fun.
Yeah. And
twice.
We had sex twice. The first time, I don't think that I came. The first time's always really hard for me with somebody, especially if I'm like emotionally fragile.
Not well, I think was the not well.
Not well, yeah.
I think was the, yeah.
I am not well. And I hope she'll want to see me again. I know she's like really looking for
a
relationship. She wants to meet her partner. And listener, if you are in the New York City area and you want to marry someone, let me tell you, is the girl for you.
She doesn't know how to tip or do many real world things, but she will make a good wife.
She's very smart. She does. She reminds me of like, because I went to this high school with like a lot of Jewish kids. And she does remind me of like the most beautiful girl at like my high school. And like, she's just sweet and kind and like a good student, like the most popular girl, you know, homecoming queen, but Jewish. And, you know, like,
I feel like there's about to be a flag on the play. Like, I'm reaching for it. I'm reaching for the flag.
But yeah, she's awesome. I don't know how to conclude the story other than I'm going to see her again. And I do really like her. Yeah.
It's exciting.
Yeah. That's my gay sex from this week. And thank you. Golf clap. And
the softest clapping.
Yeah, she's just super cool. I don't know what's gonna happen with her. She's super cool.
And you've got all those DMs from your beach pick. So
that's true.
Sounds like you're set.
You're right. I should put that on my Hinge. All right. Elena, did you have a gay sex this week?
I absolutely did. Constantly. Ooh, cannot stop. Ooh, it's the best thing that ever happened to me.
That's amazing.
But that's not what I necessarily want to talk about. Not that like specifically.
You were like, I am getting boned. I am sore. I cannot walk. But that's not what I want to talk about.
My vagina is like when your fingers are in the pool for too long because I'm constantly wet.
I am a shriveled old man down there. My vagina identifies as a Mortimer. I don't know. I'm looking for an old man's name.
Mortimer, I think, is fantastic.
Great.
I immediately was about to offer up my grandpa's name and then realized the context and stopped myself.
What's your grandpa's name?
Vern. And I don't want my grandpa's name and my pruny vagina to be anywhere near each other in a sentence.
Listener,
so
write in.
what would you call Elena's pruny vagina? What's your grandpa's name?
Oh my god. Yes, I want to see all the grandpa's names and I want to pick my favorite.
Bartholomew.
That is that's a grandpa from the 1500s. That's an ancestry.com poll.
Well, pretty pruny.
Yeah, very pruny.
No, what I was thinking about, okay, because when you ask me to come on this podcast, I'm always like, okay, what should I tell? And I don't 100% know like a specific story for today because I'm like a little like, ooh, about specifics. But I've been thinking about new things, right? And like, so I don't know, Kate, how familiar you are with my journey, but
vaguely familiar, yes.
Long story short, I was in a relationship with a man for like almost a decade. Basically, most of my sexual experience was with guys. I realized I was gay about a year ago and have been like on this self-discovery path ever since. And so the thing that I'm discovering now and like learning is there are so many things that I thought I didn't like that I'm realizing I only didn't like them because I was gay the whole time and doing it with guys.
Like sushi. Thought I hated sushi, but now that I'm gay, delicious. Volleyball. Thought I hated volleyball.
Volleyball.
Traffic. Thought I hated traffic.
Thought I hated traffic.
Now I just sit there and get a little bit of roadhead.
Road trip.
Road trip.
Road trip. Yeah, just a little road tripping.
Yes, so go on. What are we talking about?
Like all the sex things. So this is what literally, I'm realizing as time all of goes it. On. Yeah, it's like all of it is what I'm realizing. But a more recent discovery. So I was with this girl and what I'm trying to do is just say yes to things, right? Like obviously nothing that's way out of my comfort zone, but I haven't been put in a situation like that yet. So that's great. But she was like, sit on my face. And I was like,
You're so adorable. Also, just for anyone not watching this on YouTube, it sounds like she should be, it looks like she should be talking about knitting, but instead she's like, sit on my face. I can't come that way. To be fair, I've really only sat on one face, sincerely.
Whoa, you talked a big game in the face sitting, been there, done that, to have only sat on one face.
I'm the face of face sitting. You might not know that because you can't really see my face most of the time. But I am the face of face sitting. So when I'm up there, I can't.
That's what I thought.
Maybe I just need to give it more of an effort. What else are you trying that you're like, this is new, and you don't have to go into a whole story because that was wonderful. And thank you for sharing, by the way.
Yeah.
That was really great. Really great stuff.
I like the idea of revisiting things.
Yeah, me too.
Yes.
Just because you didn't like it once doesn't mean you won't like it in the future.
And there's so much context, like you said, around that.
The person that you're with and even your age and stuff
like
that.
Your age, yeah.
Like, this is the horniest I've ever been in my life. Dirty 30s are fucking real.
Oh no.
That is real shit.
Oh, I'm ready.
I'm not ready.
I'm like inching my way closer. Like I'm 29 now. I can already feel it happening. And I'm like this, I got a decade left of this.
It's crazy. Cause I think I had a high sex drive, I think, already.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, my body is like, I don't know. It's like, you need to get these out. What's another thing that you've tried that you're like, I didn't think this was going to work, but has worked?
Well, initially it was just like more than one orgasm at all. I was like, that doesn't happen for me. The being upright, the, there's just so many things. I didn't like having sex in the shower. I didn't like having sex in the mornings. I didn't like having sex on my period. I didn't like having sex if I'd had anything to drink, like even one beer. I was like, can't do it. Too dry. Ruins everything for me. Also, I just like never really got wet in my whole life. Thought that didn't happen to my body. Like, these were things I would openly talk about with my friends that, like,
if
no.
this were a YouTube video, we'd have, like, the music underneath and, like, some fading to, like make the list, like, super long. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, like, all that stuff, just, like, basics. Basic vanilla basics, where I was like, nah, none of that's...
Your poor ex-fiance is now, like, dating someone, and he's like, you like this? You like this?
Literally, like that? This is like, yes, the other thing that I say to people when, you know, because obviously the breakup was horrible. He's in like a happy, wonderful new relationship now, but he gets to be with a woman who's not gay. Like, this is a plus for him. You know?
And this is not just a gay thing. I think this is anyone
yeah.
who feels like you're afraid to break up with this person because of the ramifications on their life. That person that you're dating deserves to be with someone who wants to be with them yes. 100%. And it might feel like you're torching their life, but they're actually going to be better off and you're going to be better off. So this is actually
yeah.
very, very good information.
Question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, because in terms of like new things, obviously I'm experiencing new things like being done to me. I'm also doing new things.
For yeah. sure.
And something I've learned, probably because of a lack of experience, the coordination, try to involve multiple things moving in coordination. It's
Are
not
you talking
there.
About like being inside of someone and then trying to do side to side, like you're like moving your fingers in and out of someone
yeah.
and then you're like trying to move your head side to side? We've talked about this on a previous episode. It's like rubbing your tummy and patting your head at the same time. You're
yeah.
talking about like that.
Yep.
I don't know what to tell you other than that it takes time and practice and I believe in you and
Wait, so you
you're
do,
strong.
You do this.
If a girl likes that.
I love the demonstration.
Not all girls like a side to side motion.
Yeah, I don't really do the side to side. I dated a trumpet player once.
Whoa.
The strength of the tongue.
Wow. Yeah.
Unbelievable. So there was no need to move the whole head side to side. It was just like
right.
tongue could
I don't
could
I don't have
out
that.
Of control.
I don't have that level of
yeah.
Dexterity.
When you yeah. said trumpet, I immediately pictured like raspberries, you know, like that's what I thought when I was like, oh my god, I was like, you got a built-in vibrator. That's where I went.
Wouldn't it be great if we just like told men that the way to do it was to actually blow a raspberry on the clit?
Just because isn't that how they blow into the thing? They have to make like a really pursed
yeah.
blow.
Yeah. I used to play the trombone. That's why I'm able to do that.
The trombone brings like a fisting image into mind. It's kind of like this whole time.
That's what I do. I go on the clit while I'm fucking fisting. Just like this. Just full arm extension.
Full arm. Elbow deep.
76 orgasms led the big parade.
Oh my god.
That is a Music Man reference. Sorry, Elaine. I think you had a question.
Oh yeah.
Well, it's like, okay, sure, you're saying, you know, mouth side to side or face, like, also a double hand thing. And this is what I was thinking about, is like, I bet that there are also lots of folks who've had practice with a double hand on themselves, right?
Oh, I see what you're saying, like, touching this person's clit, you see what I did there?
Or your own.
Or your own, and also putting a toy in.
Yes.
Let me congratulate myself.
No, a self-congratulations gets you canceled.
What are you looking for? Your whistle yeah. or a flag?
That's
flag.
Performative.
Or the flag.
That's performative, Ashley.
Not a yellow flag on the plane.
Self-congratulation, 15-yard penalty, fourth down.
It's the padding. It's the two different motions, right? So like you said, like patting your stomach, rubbing your whatever. Like both rubbing, great.
Yeah, have you ever put a thumb yeah. on the clit and the fingers inside? That makes it a lot easier to get, like, it's just one motion.
Yeah. That's something.
Have you tried that?
For sure. No, I have not.
Then when you
that.
Get really good, you can start doing a side to side with the thumb while you're moving in and out. This is a graphic episode.
It really is.
Yeah, this is. Well, but the thing is, as someone who's like, I don't know if I would still be considered a baby gay, but the whole baby gay thing, and like, I'm sure lots of people listening are new to the community or new to sleeping with people with vulvas, and like, the graphicness is needed because when you just say, oh, you know, communication, obviously wonderful, obviously important. I know me, 6 months ago, I was like, okay, I've got communication. Tell me what to do.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah,
exact,
yeah, yeah.
I don't know what
need,
to do.
You need technique.
Yeah.
You need a manual.
Yes.
Can I, speaking of manuals, because this is stunning to me. When I was with a guy, I was rudely criticized on my blowjob technique. I don't think it was fair.
Kate, you're not good at giving blowjobs?
I was new to it. This was brand new. It was not fair for him to be criticizing something that I was like just trying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That wasn't fair. But I was so into the relationship and so invested that I read my friend's blowjob book. I like went to my friend. What a good friend. I'm going to her
your
wedding soon.
Wrote
she,
a blowjob
no, no, no.
book?
She had
a blowjob book?
And I was like, can I borrow your blowjob book and read it? And she was like, of course. This book had so many tips. So many like straight up like graphic, like here's what to do. here's the different things you could do, here's this exciting, here's like the science behind it and all this shit. And then when I was starting to have lesbian sex, I would like Google shit. Arguably Google should have more than one little book, and there's nothing.
There's books. I mm-hmm. should know the title for
actually. There's books.
I'm sorry. You go on. You there. I looked at an article she that was like, first, here's
is one.
What do you do in lesbian sex? And they were just like, here's like,
we don't fucking know.
It's like one girl on top, other girl on top, touch boobs while having sex. It was like, yeah, I know that.
Yeah, there's limited resources. There's one other book that has a lot, has like a full chapter on friction play, which like tripping stuff, which I think is like really,
which is of course where you would go.
We'll get the name. Let's see. And if listener, if you have a good book, you write in and you tell
can
us.
Can I also say this is not sponsored? But this is a company that I've worked with before. It's called Beducated, and they have like videos online on real human bodies, like showing you exactly what to do.
That's cool.
That might be why I had a trouble finding things, because I don't want anything visual.
Why?
I don't know. It just freaks me out.
The other thing is clits range.
Yeah.
Can I say something really embarrassing?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
I don't know if I can say it.
You can say it. I believe in you. This is it.
Tell
this
us. We won't
moment.
Tell anybody.
One time I was with a girl and I asked her if she had two clits.
Oh, no.
I'm so embarrassed. I had blocked this out of my memory. It just came back.
What was the second one? What did you think was number one and what did you think was number two?
I don't really know. And she asked me the same thing. She was like, why would you ask me that?
This poor girl's traumatized.
Poor
girl. This poor girl, everyone she's dated since. She's like, would you say my clit is like singular in appearance?
I feel so bad. Oh.
Listener, if you have two clits, write in and let us know. Oh my God. Why did you think that?
Because there was like two.
Is this your story? This should
it
be your
be.
Story.
It can't be.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Let's go to Kate. Okay. With yep. Kate with the two clits. Two
I was
clit Kate.
Hooking up with this girl, and I feel like we had really good communication, and we figured out like what we had to do for each of us to like feel good.
But you figured this out beforehand, before coming into contact with the double clit.
It's she didn't yeah. have a double. She had
yeah.
a normal.
Explain how the communication was going well.
She had
but
a
you
normal...
also thought that she had two clits. Please get into how well the communication was going.
She had a fantastic vagina. I don't want to say anything bad about it. In fact, this was like a positive thing that made me ask this question. Was there was like two points kind of. In
right.
the clit region that both made her feel really good. And so sure. looking back, it was just two different parts of the one clit, but being like really naive and inexperienced, I was like, are there two of these things? And now I know that the clit is huge, right?
The clit
is
enormous.
On the outside and then on the inside yeah. and the ring and like mm-hmm. all, this whole big thing. So it's not crazy to think
where...
there could be so much clit here because there is, but I just like... I
just
like,
so much clit here.
I think I had it. You know, because
so
your brain gets poisoned. Your brain gets poisoned by men are like, where's the clit? And it's this whole mythology that the clit is
it's
this
everywhere.
Tiny thing. And it's like, no, it's actually really big and kind of everywhere. And if you're fucking it up, you just must be stupid. So, I stupidly
Please,
was like.
Next time any of us come into contact with a new vulva, can we open it? Open line. The open line is. There's so much clit here. Like with wonder and joy in our eyes. There's so much clit here.
I feel like I want to edit the video of Elena to be like, you know, in a movie when you like open the pirate's chest and the gold is glowing up at you. You're just like, there's so much clit here. Oh, like gold glow on your face.
So much clit here.
There's so much clit.
There is. There's a ton of clit, but I want to specifically know where you thought the two were.
Both.
Oh, yes.
They were both those pleasure spots were like on the clit. And I think it was just like, you know, when you get really turned on and it gets kind of hard.
Yeah.
So there was just like two kind of hard points.
Sure. I understand what you're saying because like, I don't know the anatomy of this, but like when the clit gets hard, it's almost like a teeny little triangle. I feel like there's like corners.
Yeah.
I don't know how to describe it. And so, I know people are going to roast me for this.
I felt two corners.
Yeah.
And instead of thinking for 1 second, I asked her if she had two clits.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, how long had you guys been dating when this happened?
Long enough to know that they had great communication.
You're like talking about each other's dads. You're like talking like all of this deep shit.
We had trust between us.
Yeah, there was trust.
Yeah. But what a stupid fucking thing to say.
And what did she say?
She just said, "Why would you ask me that?"
Mm-hmm. And what did you say?
I don't remember.
You blacked out.
After that.
You're just fully like.
I think I just asked like, "What do you like me to?"
How do you not know that you identify as a man? You're like, I'm a bisexual lesbian. Do you have two clits? Nah, dude. You're a fucking man.
Oh my God, you're right. Wait, there have been moments. Okay, here's the thing is I'm always waiting for signs to tell me what my gender is. Ashley is the only person in my life who has continually paused me in my tracks and been like, "You are a dude."
Dude.
Like, I'll go to my partner and I'll be like, "Help me, what am I?" And she's like, "That question is for you and you alone to answer." And then Ashley one time walked into my bathroom, opened my medicine cabinet, saw nothing, and said, "You're a fucking man."
Because I am masculine. Like, I am very masculine.
It's true.
But if you open my medicine chest, you're going to find fucking product.
Yeah.
You are going to find product. Because I am a woman. I'm a masculine woman.
Yes.
The listeners,
and that is the definition of a woman. We participate in capitalism.
No, I know I'm going to get canceled for that, but like I do think on like the list of things that like make you feel gender euphoric, women oftentimes have skincare products.
Yeah. Yep.
And I love my skincare products.
Yeah,
and
me too.
I don't give it, and they don't have to be, it doesn't have to be a part of capitalism. I watch the videos where you boil down lemon and sugar and you make a body scrub. Like, I get it. Like, that appeals to me. You are a man. No, yeah. It's not up to me, obviously.
Well,
I don't want anyone to think that I actually think that. And I don't want anyone to think, to think that just because you have stuff in your medicine, I don't want the gay men at home with their, you know, being like, am I a woman?
No.
I don't believe any of this, but I do believe Kate is a man.
Yes, that's the underlying, the most important takeaway.
That was, as your cancel coach, you walked that line impeccably.
Thank you so much. Oh my God.
Two clit Kate.
How many clits can a Kate Sisk touch if a Kate Sisk could touch clits? Two. Well, this was a really great episode.
This was really fun.
I had a great time. I'm sweating.
Felt like chaos.
Total chaos.
Just total chaos.
That's what the plot is. It's full chaos.
Like, I'm going to think back on this when I'm going to sleep tonight. I'm going to be like, I talked about face sitting and also that I have no coordination with my hand and face. Great.
No.
I think it's relatable.
It's relatable. You can be good at sex and, like, struggle with these things.
Yeah.
If you don't know that you're struggling. That's when you're bad at sex.
Self-awareness is key.
See, I'm just like, I want the coordination like right on cue. Like, I need like a metronome is what
Here's
I want.
Here's another thing.
Metronome.
With that,
it's
Elena, because
it
sounds like we're dating someone we've dated people with similar preferences. You don't have to be doing that the whole time. Like, you can like build up till they're getting close and then bring in the side-to-side motion. When the penetration matters less, and then basically just like even being in there and kind of wiggling your fingers side to side will be enough. You know what I mean?
Oh, I've been getting by. I'm not
I believe
you. You know, I'm not. This is like, I'm like,
you're
I want
to level
up. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Just to be clear, listeners, I'm great in bed.
Elena knows there's only one clit.
Yeah, and I know exactly where it is.
It looks like everywhere. The Loch Ness Monster, I think.
What?
What? I didn't say anything.
No. The Loch Ness Monster. Oh, are you being serious? Is that sincere?
Yeah, it looks like those swimming dinosaurs.
Clit?
The whole thing.
The whole structure.
Yeah.
There's so much clit here. The whole thing. Yes. Yeah.
The whole structure. Yeah. To be fair, when you first said that, I was like, oh, does Kate mean that it's like, you think it's real, but it's really not? And I went, Kate's a dude. Yeah, Kate's a dude.
A quirk about me is I do fully believe in the Loch Ness Monster.
That's so funny. For a period of time, people thought that the clit might not be real. Yeah. I'm sure that time existed. I don't know about the history of like clit stuff, but
it's bad.
Yeah.
It's bad. Your face went so serious.
I mean, the history of the clistery. The clistery of women's pleasure has had a bad go of it, I think.
For sure.
Yes.
Or people with vaginas pleasure.
Yo, I'm going to call my vagina the Loch Ness Monster.
And I'm calling mine someone's grandpa's name.
Write in, listeners.
Yeah, what a beautiful way we all came together on that one. No pun intended. Now I'm scared of you making more cum jokes. Elena, are you working on anything? Where do you want people to find you? I know everyone, this is going to pop off. This is going to be a huge episode. I know everyone already knows you. But for people who might not.
That's not true. Well, YouTube. Yeah, YouTube's my main place where I'm at. Ashley's been on my channel. We did a lesbian versus baby gay episode together.
And there's one on my channel as well.
She'd come back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was fun. It was really fun.
So yeah, if you want to find me, mostly YouTube, Instagram also. Those are my main kind of places that I hang out on the internet.
Who's watching Boogs?
My friend lives at my place when I'm gone. So she lives with boobs. And yeah. Takes care of her.
We both have a little black cat.
Aww.
And
yeah.
And they're sweet. They're both very sweet. And we wore them on our shoulders.
And they sit on our shoulders. Yeah.
I'm so glad I got to meet you.
Yeah, you too. Thank you for meeting me.
You're a listener.
I just panicked.
How do you think Kate did? Give Kate the official Elena Joy endorsement.
Oh my God. I think Kate absolutely rocked this.
Oh, thank you.
So many zingers. So much use of the soundboard. I got to pretend to be a DJ. We got to talk about gender things. We got to clarify that there's only one clit and it is huge. So I think 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10 for Kate.
10 out of 10. Two thumbs up.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I appreciate
two clits
that.
Up. One of them's not real. Thank you, Elena.
Thanks for having me.
A little gay thought for you, and I hope I haven't said this one because I am working on a joke about it. I love any science. Sorry, my hair. I love any science that comes out about being gay or queer. Not because I think we need science to prove that we're gay, but I do think it helps with like super homophobic people who say it's like not natural and all this stuff. And I recently learned that if you look, if someone's doing like a brain scan of a trans person and they don't know the gender going in and they just have to guess on a brain scan, they will guess the gender that was not assigned at birth. They will guess the gender that the person currently identifies as. And if their person is non-binary, it is inconclusive. It's hard for them to tell what gender that person is, which is incredible. But I also think that that means now that a brain scan should be the required punishment of anybody who is transphobic. I just think if you're transphobic, there's a good chance you're trans and you should have to be required to go in and get your brain scanned so that we can just ruin your whole life. You just ruin you with this information. Just upend everything. Be like, yeah, you're fucking trans, bro. Deal with it. No, literally deal with it. Like, figure out why this brain scan is covered by health insurance and transitioning is not a lot of the time. Wouldn't that be so hilarious if, like, a Republican went in for their, like, for his, like, cancer treatment or whatever? They're scanning his brain. The brain scanner's like, hey, we have some good news and bad news. The good news, cancer's benign. You're going to live. Bad news, turns out you're a woman. Woo, you better repair that relationship with your daughter. You have a lot of apologizing to do. All right, that's my gay thought. Hope you enjoyed. All right, now we thank our patrons, our incredible patrons who make this possible. It might seem small, but it really, really helps. Even just $1, consider it and get all of that bonus content, bonus episodes, stand up, all kinds of cool stuff, ad-free episodes, patreon.com/WHGS. Here we go. On Instagram, we have IngridFalk87. On Instagram, we have Catherine.Thompson. On Twitter, we have AnneMarie5690. On Twitter, we have D_Kimb87. On TikTok, we have MotoBabe94. On Instagram, we have ElizardBithJohnson. On TikTok, we have Danny_Marie with 3 E's at the end. On Instagram, we have Becky_Man. That's 2 Y's in Becky and 2 N's in man. On TikTok, we have I'm_A_Sinner66. On Instagram, we have Tidy Amy. On Instagram, we have HelloMyDear_Photography. On Instagram, we have Unbelievable, great Brie pun there. On Instagram, we have SleepyBDeco. On Instagram, we have Liv_Green_. On Instagram, we have DrippyArtDesigns. On Instagram, we have SK_Caldwell. On Instagram, we have White Walls, but instead of the W, we've got 2 V's. On Instagram, we have MKMcCormick13. On Instagram, we have Ella with 3 L's, Emily. EMLEY. On Instagram, we have Lin C. Zhang, ZHANG. On Instagram, we have JCamp04. On Instagram, we have K.Fishing. On Instagram, we have Francine with 4 I's. On Instagram, we have Sarah Rod. That's 2 S's at the beginning of Sarah. On Instagram, we have Coffee Beans and Patchouli Leaves. On Twitter, we have Oat Milk Stand 97. On Instagram, we have Lucy A. Tekken, T-E-K-E-N. On Instagram, we have Noel Fontana. On Instagram, we have Luca_Gan. On Instagram, we have Emily Antonacci. And on Instagram, we have Colorado's Best Glass. I think that's all we have time for today. Thank you guys so much. You really make my dreams come true. This is my fucking dream. And you're making it come true. You! Thank you.